For 12,526, Jean Gale and Renee Cannon seek special use exception to operate a tourist home, sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Hickory Hill Road, approximately 318 feet south of Indian Branch Road. The 911 address is 30951 Hickory Hill Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 233, MAP 9, parcel 25.04. The applicant is requesting a special use to rent two rooms in a room, and they have zero support, zero opposition, and one mail return in the record.
Is the applicant here? If you would please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Renee Cannon, 30951 Hickory Hill Road, Millsboro.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Sorry, I've never done anything like this before, so this is very intimidating for me. But I would, I've rented out two bedrooms in the past on my property on Airbnb. I currently have a detached garage that's been turned into a rental unit as well, but it has a full-time tenant in it. I don't think you can see it through those trees. But it's about a 24 by 24 foot space. I would like to turn that into a more tourist apartment space for, on Airbnb as well. And also not listed on there, I would like to build a cabin on the back of my property, where that diagonal is, right there. There's a small cabin structure, I would like to build that as well as a seasonal rental on Airbnb. And I'm just requesting for the approval of a tourist home.
Is the cabin built already?
The cabin got delivered, yes, but it's not finished at all on the inside.
It's already built?
Would this be included in the two rental rooms?
Yes.
Or two rented rooms?
Yes.
That cabin would be included?
Yes.
Has that been advertised for that, Jamie?
The cabin? No.
I'm asking Jamie, are we, can we?
Sorry.
So what's been advertised for is a tourist home, doesn't say the number of rooms. I know in the past, we have had some ancillary structures that have been used for tourist homes in the past, so I guess somebody can ask her the number of rooms and what have you. One thing that I will note, that you should know, is that there are absolutely no cooking facilities allowed in any of the garages, cabins, whatever you're planning to use for tourist rooms.
Correct.
Do you have any of those, no stoves, no ovens, no microwaves in any of those spaces?
No, no, these are just seasonal, the cabin is just going to be a seasonal rental.
Okay, but it's not going to have a kitchenette or anything in there?
No.
Thank you.
Have you spoken to your neighbors about this?
I did speak to Mark and Jennifer Willey a few weeks ago. And their concern was, this last summer, I offered tent camping sites on my property that was close to their property line. They didn't like the tent campers, which I understand, because I didn't really like it either, but it paid for my new septic system, so. So I'm just trying to clarify this, I will not be having tent campers again this summer, because I, like I said, I didn't really like it either. But I would like to get the conditional use so that I can rent out the other buildings on my property.
Has the, so I want to make sure I understand, we have a garage that you intend to convert into, how many rooms for rent?
Just one, it's just a studio, like a studio apartment.
Okay, and then the cabin that you hope to complete, I want to say cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Is, you also intend to finish, and that will be another singleton?
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah, it's a small 12 by 24, not even a full 12 by 24 living space, because there's a porch attached to it.
Are both of those structures connected to the septic system that you mentioned?
Just the one, just the larger garage is connected to the septic.
The one that you rented out last year?
Yes.
Okay. Will, so is it your intent that there'll be septic for the cabin to your?
No. It's just basic living quarters.
I almost feel like this is a permitting question as opposed to, but I'll defer to council on that.
Well, I think that goes something beyond what I'm used to. So Ms. Norwood may be the better one to answer, but I just want to make sure I understand this right. You've got your house with a garage. The garage will have its own apartment, which will have a bathroom, but not a kitchen.
Correct.
And then you're going to have a cabin that will be located on the property as well that will have neither a kitchen nor a toilet.
Correct.
So those people in the back in the cabin, where are they supposed to use bathroom?
They can come into my house. That's what I did with the 10 campers last year. They just use the house facilities.
Is your septic system sized accordingly?
Yes, it's brand new this year. It's sized for a 6-bedroom house.
Denrec does typically base their approvals on how many bedrooms a septic for permitting processes. That would be a question. They would ask if she could.
But in this case, they would base it upon the number of bedrooms in the home?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily a garage or a cabin in the woods?
Well, I guess it would depend if the garage is going to be going to the same septic. She would have to have approval from Denrec to do that.
To do that?
Yeah.
Okay. How many bedrooms are in your home?
My home is 5. So with the garage included, that would be the 6. So the septic is safe for 6 bedrooms.
Thank you.
Jimmy, is that legal that way to do that? Denrec let them do that?
What's that?
Put a building up with no bathroom and rooms in it?
It's not a zoning.
Zoning thing?
Mm-mm.
So ma'am, I mean, I just got me a little bit puzzled here. I mean, it's 2:00 in the morning, somebody got to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come beat on your door and you're going to let them in and go to the bathroom?
Well, last summer when I had 10 campers, I would just leave the door unlocked for them.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
How close will the cabin be from the nearest neighbor? Like, would you have an approximation of how many feet, like, that would be?
Yeah, it would. It's pretty much in the middle of that diagonal line. So it's right in the middle of my property on the back line.
I believe it was like 2.4 acres.
I really am not confident of the,
okay,
the
that's
length of that. It says on here about 250 feet, so maybe 120 feet or so, 130 feet from the neighbor.
Okay, thank you.
And that's a tillable farm beside you too?
I'm sorry.
Somebody farm that ground beside you?
Yes, that's all wooded farms behind me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, how about on the side? What field's that?
That's another field on the opposite side, the tax ditch.
So okay.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Do you have, you're going to have dedicated parking spaces at all for your guests?
Yes.
What are your intentions as far as the length of time that your tenants will be there?
Through the season, usually the weekends. I have had the tent campers, some of them would stay for a week at a time. You know, they'd come and stay, go to the beach for the day, and then come back and sleep.
Are you anticipating that you're going to be having, I know you had indicated you had a long-term rental
in your garage.
Are you anticipating having that in the cabin or in the garage going forward?
Yes, through the summertime, you know, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, I anticipate people would come and rent for a week.
Okay, but you're not going to have somebody that's there for 6 months?
No, no, no.
And I noticed you talked about to the rear of your property and to the one side of your property appears to be farmland, correct?
Yes.
And then the rear of your property appears to be wooded, is that also correct?
Yes.
What, tell me about what is also in the neighborhood around you, what else is nearby?
As far as what, I don't...
What are your neighbors, the standard you need to demonstrate is that this will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Okay.
So one of the things that I think is helpful for the board is to know what's in the area around...
Okay, sure, so I think you can see it on that picture, the Willys next door to me have a large garage, and my understanding is that he has a large box truck that he drives on the back easement and parks there on a regular basis. The Cannons further up, I don't think they have any extraordinary traffic going through there, but you know, my traffic compared to the Willys next door to me, I think would actually still be less than what he's got going on in that large garage with the box truck and the people he has living in his garage as well.
So a neighbor has a studio apartment?
My understanding is, yes, he's got people living there as well.
And I know you said you spoke with your neighbors. Did they, after you've put the cabin in, have you received any complaints, any discussion with your neighbors about that?
I did speak to them. Their only concern was the tent camping sites.
And you will not be doing the tent camping, correct? All right, I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? No?
What's the property zoned?
AR1, I believe.
Yes, AR1.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have one more. I was just thinking of. Are you doing any outside activity with these folks that are there?
I have an in-ground swimming pool.
Okay.
But as far as event scheduling or anything like that, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No other questions?
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Okay.
Can we
please raise your hands again?
Over here. I think I count seven.
Seven. Would anyone like to speak? Raise your hand if you'd like to speak. Okay, if you're two together?
We're together.
Okay. Is it okay if they both come up?
Ma'am, you need to step, go back to your chair or seat so that we have these folks come up. We're gonna wipe this down, and what we'll do is two of you can come up and we'll swear in. If anyone else wishes to testify as well, you'll have an opportunity after that. Go right to there and I'll swear you both in. Please state your name and address for the record.
I'm Mark Woolley, 30933 Hickory Hill Road.
And Jennifer.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And I presume you're the property adjacent to
yes.
the applicant? Thank you.
Renee did come over to our house in December, and that's when I was homeward, and I voiced all of our concerns that we had with her campground that she ran last summer and when she put the cabin in the rear of her property. The issues that we had last summer with her campers, which we were very tolerant of, we let it go through the whole summer because we thought she was doing it and raised money to put in a new septic system. We thought at that point it would be done. That's when the cabin arrived and we realized it wasn't going to be done, it was getting bigger. So the issues that we had people walking their dogs in back of our property. on our property. She has a pool, her guests are in the pool all the time. At one point, I think they're like 20 to 25, it's like a hotel pool next door to your house, and we have a pool as well. So it's a...
Kind of hard to enjoy our pool when there's 20 people in the pool next door.
Right. We did have a major issue with our tent campers because one of her sites, Site 1, I think she called it, was literally 20 feet, 30 feet right outside our master bedroom window. And we had cars going back and forth the entire time. We had flashlights from her campers at night coming in our windows. What else do we have?
Just strangers.
Yeah, and just a revolving door of strangers.
Yeah, all summer long.
All the time. And she rents out, she not only had the two tent sites and her two rooms in her house, she also rents a motorhome out that she parks in her driveway. And I think right now it's advertised on Airbnb to have 6 guests plus infants. So that's in addition to everything else that she has.
So if she has 5 bedrooms in the house, she's got a motorhome she's renting out, a garage she's renting out, and now a cabin that she's rented out. And she had a porta potty on the property last year.
Last year there was a porta potty direct cycle.
This year she seems to have put another little shed out and ran plumbing to it. So I'm thinking that's probably going to take the place of the...
We're not sure.
I don't know about that as speculation, but I did see them running water and electric to...
And I have pictures if you want to see. I took pictures of the people right outside our window camping. We also have a fire pit that's on the side of our property that's closest to her house. We tried to sit around our fire pit one night last summer, and we just gave up because there was literally a strange family eating dinner at their campsite like 10 feet from us.
Okay.
Also, on the road that she's talking about that goes behind the property, that road is owned by the farmer. I have permission from the farmer to use that road and make improvements to it. I've hauled fill dirt in on that road. I've hauled like 5 tractor trailer loads of stones in to build that road up for me and my box truck.
And the cans.
I do not operate a business out of my shed. I just literally just park my work truck in the shed for security. But I have permission from the farmer to use that property for my business or for access to my pole shed in the back. They delivered her cabin down my driveway to the back of her property when they brought it in. So, and I don't know if she's expecting for her guests for the cabin to use that road that I've spent thousands of dollars improving and have got permission from the farmer and the landowner to use. But, you know, I don't know.
How far is the cabin from you?
The cabin is about 200 feet from my shed.
From your shed?
Yes.
So you can still see it?
Oh, yeah.
You can see it from our house.
Can I see some of your pictures?
Absolutely. Now, I don't have pictures of the shed, per se.
Were the majority of these complaints that you just had, were they the people who were in the tents? Or were they the people that were in the cabin, or you just couldn't tell?
Constantly cars coming and going all the time. She has a circle driveway in front of her driveway. When people come in her driveway, they shine their bedroom lights light right in our bedroom, their headlights. They're coming today, yesterday, last night, the week before, every day of the year, all the time. Because she's been renting 2 rooms in her house on Airbnb for a long time, along with the motorhome parked in the yard and the garage that's in the back. You know, and just adding the shed to it, and she's cleared that whole woods out in back. So what's to say she's not going to put 5 or 6 more cabins in there?
You know. Well,
I mean, I'm a lifelong Sussex County. I grew up in Dagsboro. I lived there for 26 years, and then I moved to my property here. I've been there for 30 years. I don't live in the country so I can live next to a hotel. I'm sorry, I just don't. I mean, I don't mean to be that guy that's going to complain about somebody trying to make a living or make extra money or whatever. I don't want to be that guy, but I've just been pushed to my limits. You know, everybody's got a breaking point.
Okay. One last question for you. So you would say that this substantially affects your use of your property?
Absolutely. We used to have birthday parties and friends over to enjoy our pool and that, and now we're too embarrassed to have anybody over. And I feel like it has really been detrimental to the value of my property. You know, there's constantly people moving to Sussex County. We all know that. You know, someday I'd like to sell this property that I've been on for 30 years when I retire and move to a retirement community, something with a little less maintenance to it. I'd like to be able to get top dollar for my property that I've been putting money into for 30 years. I don't want to take a big hit on my property value. I'm constantly improving my home, and just for somebody to come along in the last few years and just kill my property value.
Sir, how long has this been going on?
Last summer was the first that we really noticed it happened.
Yeah, okay. She has recently divorced. Before the divorce, I don't think any of that happened. When her husband went to prison, that would.
Yeah. Thank you.
Then
sir, she said she would do away with the camping, the tents and everything. Would you be satisfied with that? No.
I mean, they all still have access to the pool. She's got a trampoline out there on our side of the property.
I mean,
it doesn't stop people from, you know, trespassing on our property. We can't enjoy the pool because it's literally like being next door to a hotel pool. You know, kids are screaming and playing, which they should. I mean, as far as they're concerned, they're on vacation. It affects us, yes.
Okay.
You know, she's got five bedrooms in her house. She's got the motorhome. Where is that subject from the motorhome being done? She's got the cabin out back. She's got the garage out back. That's eight rooms. Okay, eight rooms on a septic system that is 150 feet from my water well, my fresh water well. And she's got five rooms for five families to stay at her car, or eight rooms for eight families to stay at her house.
Okay.
And it's going into a septic system. Yeah, it's new. Does it accommodate eight families?
Thanks, sir. Okay, said.
And then one more thing, which I forgot to mention. Also, last summer, now this was on some of her busier weekends, but there were mounds of trash in the front of her apartment. I'm assuming where the campers left until her trash pickup came a couple days later.
She has a regular residential dumpster, just like everybody does, you know, the little blue ones, and she had it just mounded up every weekend.
No, that wasn't every weekend.
Not every weekend.
Her busier weekend when all the campsites were full, the motorhome was full, some rooms around were full.
Okay.
And when she did come to talk to me, I did tell her I had issues with all of it. I told her it's zoned for residential. It's a residential place.
It's a home.
And I kept repeating that. I said, you're in a residential neighborhood. It's for a residence. It's not a business. It's a residence.
Okay.
And then just a last note, she also has livestock, or she also has chickens in the back of her property, which she also just lets out to go wherever. And I've been told for 2 years that she's going to build a fence, and there's no fence.
Okay. Well, this is about the home.
It's adversely affecting. I mean, she advertises it as part of the charm of her. It's on her Airbnb ads.
Okay. Well, that is that it. Okay. Thank you. Would anyone else who raised their hand in opposition like to speak? Operator.
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial five star. We have panel four on the line. Please state your name and your line is open.
Hello, this is Apple Four. I'm an employee with Sussex County and I'm calling in to check the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If anyone else on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial five star.
Any of you gentlemen want to hear from the applicant again?
I think you should have a chance to come back.
If you could please come up again. Do you see me be sworn in again?
No.
Okay. Any questions for her?
Do you want to say anything back to us about any of this?
Don't know that I have anything else to add, really.
Okay.
Did you guys have any additional questions for me?
No.
Okay. I've got a few if the board doesn't have any.
Mr. Sharp.
So we received some paperwork, some exhibits from the opposition, and what I have in front of me, it says it appears to be something shared by Renee, I'm presuming it's you, and it's for a great little bedroom for two, a family bedroom that says for three guests, and a fully private motorhome, and it's for a seaside oasis.
Yes.
Are these, and if you'd like to look at me, you certainly may, are these for your property?
Yes, and only the little blue bedroom is active inside of my house.
Okay, is that one still going to be leased out?
That, just that one, yes.
Okay, so we have a bedroom in the house?
Just one bedroom in the house.
We have the garage?
Yes.
We have the cab?
Yes.
And I also see here that we have?
Motorhome.
Motorhome,
yeah, that's only going to be seasonal depending on when my mom uses it, because she takes it quite a bit.
Okay, so the thing the board needs to know is, what are you looking for? Because initially, the initial thing that we have here is two rented rooms.
Okay. The two bedrooms in the house.
So there's two bedrooms in the house that are to be leased.
Two bedrooms previously. What I would like to do is rent out the one bedroom inside, the garage, and the cabin. And the garage and the cabin would be seasonal through the summertime, and periodically the motorhome, maybe about half of the summer. Like I said, depending on when my mom is using it. So that wouldn't even be full-time on the site for a seasonal rental.
So how many guests would be accommodated by that?
Let's see, there would only be sleeping spaces for four in the cabin. So a young family, mom, dad, two small kids. The blue bedroom can only fit two people. And it's just a double bed inside of there. Most people that come, there's only one. The purple bedroom's not gonna be listed any longer. The motorhome sleeps six. And the garage would also be four.
Okay, so by my crude math, that looks to be a number of 16 guests. Is that what you're?
If it's maxed out, yes.
And then how many would your household?
There's only me, and I have two daughters that live part-time with me, so there's only three.
Now, I heard the, your neighbors say something about a porta potty. Is that something that you plan to be using?
No, not this year.
Okay.
That was just to get me through last year.
And your neighbor also mentioned something about a shed with some plumbing.
Yes, I do have the shed there. Yeah, that's going to be used for my chicken coop.
And is it tied into your septic?
Yes.
Is DelDOT aware of that as well?
DelDOT?
I'm sorry, Denrec.
Not that I'm aware of.
And the motor home, what do you do with the waste from the bathroom and the mobile home, the motor home?
There's a septic, a hose that goes into my septic system as well.
Okay. So is that part of that calculation on your septic permit as well?
No, because it's so temporary.
Okay. Well, I guess the, you know, the thing that can sometimes come up is that you have multiple people, you know, if this thing's at full blast, you know, all that's going to be put into your septic. Are you have any concerns about problems with the septic overflowing or anything like that?
I don't, because there's not a constant flow of water. And most people, when they've come to stay with me in the past, through the last several summers that I have done this, they come and stay the night and then leave to go to the beach for the day. So most of my guests are not full-time at my house.
And the one other thing, I just noted here there's a photo, appears to be of a pool with a fair amount of folks at it and a bounce house in the rear yard. Is there a bounce house in your yard?
No, that was a one-time birthday party.
All right, I have no further questions. I don't know if this spurs any other questions for the board that may have for you.
Further questions?
If I may, the motorhome staying in there, typically that's not something zoning permits on a property. If you're going to stay in a camper or RV, you have to be on a campground. So not sure if that has ever been done for this type of use. I don't know if Mr. Sharp recalls or knows if that.
I've never heard of it being used for this.
Typically,
type of use.
We don't let people stay on in an RV on private property.
And I'm also not sure what Denrec's position would be on septic being used for that as well.
No questions? All right, I'll close the public hearing and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 12,526. It will substantially affect diversity of the use of adjacent neighborhood properties.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12526 has been denied.